Market-based incentives include pollution permits that companies can buy and sell. Businesses like these approaches because they're more flexible than strict caps on emissions, and they cost less. A recent study in the Natural Resources Journal reviewed the market-based incentives that have been used to date. Researcher Gloria Halfand says these approaches work best with global or regional pollutants.
If it goes up into the atmosphere, it will affect everywhere pretty much the same. The classic example of this would be climate change, carbon dioxide emissions. It doesn't matter who produces carbon dioxide. Everywhere in the planet, we're going to feel the effects of it.
Halfand says market-based incentives don't work with pollutants that concentrate around local communities, where it matters which company cleans up. For the GLRC, I'm Rebecca Williams.